let out a loud whinny. "Hear that?" said Slim. "The mare. She senses sunset is nearby."
The mare whinnied again.
"Sounds like she's tied to a tree," said Slim. "I think the rest of the herd are loose."
"What's our plan?" whispered Jack.
"Smiley, you stay here and guard sunset," said Slim.
"Right," said Annie.
"Shorty, you and I ride down near their camp," said Slim. "You keep Dusty quiet while I cut the mare loose."
"How do you keep a horse quiet?" wondered Jack.
"Once the mare's loose, she'll break for sunset," said Slim. "Then you and Sunset take off, Smiley."
"Got it," said Annie.
"Then we'll split the wind," said Slim.
"What's that mean?" wondered Jack.
"Till we get to Blue Canyon," said Slim.
"Where's that?" wondered Jack.
"All set. Any questions?" asked Slim.
"Nope,"
said Annie cheerfully.
"Yup, about a million," thought Jack. "Okay, partners," said Slim. "See you soon, Smiley. Come on, Shorty."
"Have fun,"
said Annie. "Fun," thought Jack. "Is she nuts? Our lives are at stake." Slim snapped his reins. Dusty started down the rise. Their way was lit by a nearly full moon and a million stars. "Maybe now I can ask Slim some questions," thought Jack. But just then voices came from the rustler's camp. They were mean voices, followed by mean laughter. A chill went through Jack. Dusty halted.
"This is far enough," whispered Slim.
He slipped off of Dusty.
"Keep him here," Slim whispered to Jack, "and keep him quiet."
"Wait," whispered Jack. He needed more information. But Slim was gone. Jack gripped the reins and held his breath. He hoped Dusty wouldn't do anything. For a moment, Dusty was still. But then he snorted and began walking.
"Oh, no," thought Jack.
He tried to think of the rules on how to treat a horse. He remembered a soft hand, a firm voice. He patted Dusty softly.
"Whoa,"
he said firmly. To his surprise, Dusty froze and was quiet. Jack remembered another rule, a sunny attitude. He patted Dusty again.
"Don't worry," he whispered. "Everything's going to be fine."
Just then a loud whinny came from the herd of mustangs. They began moving up the moonlit slope.
"Hey, the horses!"
a rustler shouted. A gun went off. Jack ducked.
"Come on, Shorty,"
came Slim's voice. Jack looked up. Slim was riding the mare. Jack was shocked. He had thought that Slim was coming back to ride Dusty. Instead, Slim rode right past him. As he got close to Annie, she took off on Sunset. The mare galloped after Sunset, and the band of mustangs galloped after the mare. Bang! Bang! Jack snapped the reins.
"Go, Dusty," he said.
Dusty leaped after the mustangs. Jack nearly fell off. He clutched the reins in one hand and the saddle horn in the other. Bang! Bang! The rustlers were on their horses now. They were getting closer.
"Hurry,"
Jack cried. Dusty cleared the rise in an awkward leap. Jack started to slip out of the saddle. He let go of the reins and tried to hold on to the saddle horn, but his weight pulled him down. He closed his eyes as he fell to the ground.
Bang! Bang!
"Oh, man," thought Jack, "this is the end." He opened his eyes. Dusty was looking at him. Jack scrambled up and tried to climb back into the saddle. It was hard without Slim's help. As Jack struggled, he heard shouts from the rustlers. Their horses gave high-pitched neighs. Jack looked back. A shimmering white figure was moving across the top of the rise. The rustlers' horses were panicking and backing away. Jack didn't have time to think about what he was seeing. He knew it might be his only chance to escape. Using all his strength, he pulled himself into the saddle.
"Go, Dusty, go!" he shouted.
Dusty took off at full gallop over the prairie. Jack held on for dear life as they split the wind. Chapter 7, Ghost Story. Jack bounced in the saddle. He felt the cool night wind